walls, pick at bones and glass.
Noon, as James Brown would say. Heh, noon. Hi, noon. Hi, noon here. And that was the Gun Club with Give Up the Sun. And really getting in the Gun Club now. Kid Congo Powers was in that band. He ended up going to the Cramps for a while. And the Jeffrey Lee Pierce, man. That guy had, he was a difficult person, but really nice singer. And wrote some absolutely fascinating, brilliant music. The Gun Club. And let's see what else we played. Oh, Fishbone. Very happy tune. I saw the first Fishbone gig. How about that? Look at that. I was in Los Angeles. When was that? Man, that was a long time ago. At that time, the lead singer of Fish, because I was listening to the radio in Los Angeles, and they were saying, hey, there's new band Fishbone. You can go and see them free at this one club. And I'm like, wow, go see Fishbone. Now, who's Fishbone? They played, what did they play? They played, one of their early songs. It was Lion Ass Bitch, I think, is what they played. I'm like, wow, these guys are fun. And so I went and seen them, and the show was delayed a couple hours because at that time the lead singer, forget the name, is Antoine's lead singer in the Fishbone? He was like 14 or 15 years old, and they wouldn't let him in the club because he was too young to get in. And they snuck him in late, and they performed. They were really a lot of fun live. And this was a ways back. It seemed like yesterday to me. It was a simpler time. And I remember seeing Fishbone, and even back then I said, I like that a lot. Oh, man. Request number 7,012 from Paul in the beer truck. And it is the Kinks, Lazy Old Son. I actually had that already slated, so it was really nice to fulfill that particular request instantly because I was going to play it anyhow. Lazy Old Son, Zombo in Your Brain, WRCT in the Pittsburgh.
Lazy old son, why are you not the summertime hiding away behind all those misted thunder clouds? I don't mind spending from your lazy old son. You make the rainbows and you make the night disappear. You melt the frost, so I won't criticize my son. From your lazy old son.
There you have the Tarantinos doing Hawaii A Sunset. Before that, Lazy Old Sun, nice lazy tune by the Kinks. All right, no further levity. Sun Arise, Alice Cooper.
Still stand tall. just be thankful for what you got. Though you may not drive a great big Cadillac, diamond in the back, sunroof top, digging the scene with a gangster lean, gangster white wall, TV antennas in the back. You may not have a car at all, but remember, brothers and sisters, you can still stand tall. Just be thankful for what you got. Diamond in the back, sunroof top, digging the scene with a gangster lean. Diamond in the back, sunroof top, digging the scene with a gangster lean. Drive a great big Cadillac, against the white walls, TV antennas in the back. You may not have a car. Brothers and sisters, you can still stand tall. Diamond in the back, sunroof top, digging the scene with a gangster lean.
are the sunshine of my life. That's why I'll always be around. You are the apple of my eye. Forever you'll stay in my heart. I feel like this is the beginning. Though I've loved you for 1,000,000 years, if I thought our love was ending, I'd find myself drowning in my own tears. You are the sunshine of my life. That's why I'll always be around. You are the apple of my eye. Forever you stay in my heart. You must have known that I was lonely, because you came to my rescue. And I know that this must be heaven. How could so much love be inside of you? You are the sunshine of my life. That's why I'll always be around. You are the apple of my eye. Forever you stay in my heart. 'Cause you are the sunshine.
One of the most overrated and just horrible human beings of all time, Frank Sinatra, doing the tune by Stevie Wonder, "You Are the Sunshine of My Life." And I had to follow that up, because I had a great Curtis Mayfield tune, and I love this because somebody might be driving around in their car and they're saying, "Wow, someone's playing Diamond in the Back Sunroof Top." And they're driving around, maybe getting a little gangster lean, thinking, this is a pretty good radio station. I might start listening to this show. Who is this? And then, you know, they're lulled into that sense of false security, pow, right outside the head with a brick of Frank Sinatra's horrible, horrible version of "You Are the Sunshine of My Life." And that "Light My Fire" on the end is just like the icing on the turd. You're listening to Zombo in Your Brain, WRCT Pittsburgh. And celebrating the sun with 24 hours, not all at the same time, 3 hours a week, songs all about the sun. And Alice Cooper started that set off with "Sun Arise," a song I never heard before, one of his earlier tunes, but wow, neat. One of my favorite people I always admired this guy, just because a lot of the crazy stuff he's done in life, and that is Chuck Barris. Chuck Barris did the Gong Show. Chuck Barris did all these other game show things. Chuck Barris also released an album, and "The World Is Waiting for the Sun." He was one hell of a dude, and he had this whole like backstory how he was an undercover CIA or FBI guy that was an assassin. This whole crazy understory to his life. I think it's called "Confessions of a Dangerous Mind." Was a movie based on his book, and I think, I forget who played him, Sam Elliott maybe might have played Chuck Barris, but it's a really good movie, "Confessions of a Dangerous Mind." Here's from his record right before he croaked. Maybe he croaked doing the record. "The World Is Waiting for the Sun," Chuck Barris.
The world is waiting for the sunrise. And every little road is covered up with dew. And a thrush, that little thrush on high, to his mate he's calling, and my broken heart. Oh yeah, it's calling you. Thrush on high, to his little mate he's calling, and my broken heart is calling you. That's why I'm saying my broken heart is calling you.
Bundle of southern sunshine. They took a bundle of bright southern sunshine, and for a heart they used a rose. The blue of the skies they used for her eyes, and honeysuckle from her head to toes. They made her sweeter than sweetest of sweet things, and then said that she could be mine. I'll always be in love with this angel from above. She's my bundle of southern sunshine. She's my bundle of southern sunshine.
There you be with a, that's the Reverberidos doing Martini Sunset. Before that, the fabulous and amazing Stan Freberg with his version of Waiting for the Sun, a real jab at the Les Paul version. And we started off with the Chuck Barris version, the guy that actually hosted the Gong Show and had a hit. He wrote the Palisades Park. I think Freddie the Boom Boom Cannon made a hit out of Palisades Park. Chuck Barris wrote that tune. That was kind of another one of his claims to fame. All right, you listen to Zombo in Your Brain, WRCT Pittsburgh. And let me see here. What do I got to tell you? All right, you know, the American Academy of Neurology, and I said it right, so in your face, has issued a new Gadudi line on how to determine whether people have the Alzheimer's disease or dementia and should stop driving. There's warning signs, like waiting at the stop sign, waiting it for to turn green. That's one of them. Getting a lot of traffic tickets, crashing into stuff. Yeah, there you go. Avoid driving at night, that kind of thing, too. And also, if you hit a lot of potholes. If you hit a lot of potholes, you know, you one of the main things that they should have in the Pittsburgh driving test, they shouldn't have those orange cones. It should be potholes, dodging potholes. Because remember, friends, in England, they drive on the left side of the road. In Pittsburgh, we drive on what's left of the road. In your brain. All right, we'll sing in the sunshine. That's a pretty song. It is a bittersweet melody, and it is done by these beautiful these Japanese girls on ukuleles. Pedibuka. They're so cute.
Thank you. Lost in lies as you hurry by, counting the broken ties they decide. comes to you, and then after.
Ah, yes. Ah, yes. As yes, with Heart of the Sunrise. The interesting story about this. I was trying to find a good spot to jump off on this because it's 11 minutes long. But this song and this album, Album Fragile, was my first introduction to ever being a DJ. This is it's seventh grade, and they just got this new thing for the math department. It was like a cassette machine. It was a big machine. It was about the size of a big desk. It had a cassette in it, and it had all these outputs for headphones. And it was supposed to teach us math. You can see where this story's going, right? So it's supposed to teach us math. And, you know, seventh graders, we're all like got the headphones on, and we're doing the math lessons. And I figure out how to open, the machine up the next day. And put the cassette of Yes, Fragile in instead of the math lesson. There's about like maybe 8 or 10 kids that had these real hard plastic headphones. So I think you could kind of hear. They weren't like cushioned where you couldn't hear. So I got through most of the album Fragile, and it might have been this song or Roundabout. That, you know, one of the girls was like kind of like tapping her pencil and bopping around. And then like the nun came along and saw that we were having a little too much fun for the math lesson. And I think I ended up going into the brown group for that in the math department. You know, because they had like the golden group for the real brainy kids, the silver group for the not so brainy kids, and then the brown group for the people that probably prayed and hoped that calculators would come out by the end of the century. So that was my first delve into DJing. And it was kind of fun watching all my classmates kind of bopping around when we were listening to Fragile. And that was fun. That was a time. So that from that moment on, I knew, hey, you know what? There's something to be said about playing music and having people, you know, kind of digging it. So that was fun. Full moon, hot sun, Captain Beefheart in your brain.
Hot sun. Full moon. and the drains overflow the lanes. At roads I turn to the rivers here. Shattering on the ground.
That was Eclipse of the Sun Virgin. That was obviously a bit of an homage to Ima Sumac. That was Tipsy doing that fine bit of electronicum thing. Death of the Sun by the Mighty Groundhogs. Really underrated, kind of like British blues rock band from the 70s. And Captain Beefheart and his magic band from like Conditionally Guaranteed. There's something, an album that he really didn't care too much for. It was pretty straightforward, but Full Moon Hot Sun. Nice little tune from Unconditionally Guaranteed. And we also started off with Yes, doing Heart of the Sunrise. And one thing I got to say about Yes, if you look at the group of people that were in that band, just exceptional, beyond exceptional musicians. I mean, you know, John Anderson on the vocals. The unsung hero of the whole band was Chris Squire on bass. You hear that bass guitar? I mean, he outplays the lead guitar so often in that. And, you know, and doesn't overplay. That's the thing that gets me. It's so, his playing is so pristine and so amazing that, you know, you really can't judge the guy and say, oh, the guy's just overplaying the bass. No, he's just really a good bass player. You had Bill Bruford, drums, and I think on that album, that was before Rick Wakeman joined, but Rick Wakeman on keys. How do those guys ever get along? How do they ever get along? I mean, when you're that good of a musician, you have a real problem with your personality. It's part of the trade-off. Luckily, I have neither, which is wonderful. And you can actually check some of that out tonight. The Polkamaniacs look like they'll be playing at Roundabout Brewery. The Pop-Up Garden tonight looks like the weather is going to hold out very nicely. We'll be playing there 7 o'clock tonight. That's always a lot of fun. Nice summer thing to do. And I will not be on the radio next week. Okay, I'll be doing the Steel City Con. Yeah, Zombo ain't too bad of a gig, man. So I'll be doing the Steel City Con next week. Part 5 of All Songs About the Sun will happen the following week. Here is a really wonderful version. I'm going to go over a little bit. Louis Jordan. Don't let the sun catch you crying. I will remain in your brain, RCT Pittsburgh.
Don't let the sun catch you crying. Crying at my front door. You done daddy dirty. He sure don't want you no more. Don't let the sun catch you lying. Lying at my front door. Daddy's done turned salty, baby, you made him so. You can cry, cry, cry. Yes, baby, you can wail. Beat your head on the pavement till the man comes and throws you in jail. Don't let the sun catch you crying, crying at my front door. You done daddy dirty, he sure don't want you no more. You can cry, cry, cry. Yes, baby, you can wail. Beat your head on the pavement till the man comes and throws you in jail. But don't let the sun catch you crying, crying at my front door. You done daddy dirty, he sure don't want you no more. When the moon goes down in the dawning, and the sun comes up in the morning, Don't let the sun catch you crying, 'cause daddy don't want you no more.
Ah, but Zombo does. He wants ya. And I remain in your brain, WRCT, right here in the Pittsburgh.
Help me, I'm falling in love with you. Close the door to temptation. Don't let me walk through. Turn away from me, darling. I'm begging you to. Please help me, I'm falling. Help me, I'm falling, and that would be sin. Close the door to temptation.